There are times when being a wedding photographer can be uplifting, capturing that moment when a well-matched pair begins life together. There are other times, says photographer and commentator John Rosenthal, when it can be downright depressing.
This wedding took place in Charlotte at a new Presbyterian church that still smelled of paint and varnish. When I arrived, I was told the bride hadn't finished dressing yet, so I went looking for the groom and his best man. I found them in a small parlor nursing hangovers. After I introduced myself and shook hands, the groom, a roundish young man with a weak chin, asked me if it would be okay to stage a couple of pictures. Of course, I said, whatever he wanted. Well, what he wanted was a photograph of himself bent over a toilet bowl, as if he was sick, and another photograph in which the best man held on to his sleeve while he pretended to bolt down the hall. Well, sure, why not? A few minutes later, when the bride was dressed, I went upstairs to photograph her. She was a petite woman wearing an antique wedding dress. She was calm and clear-eyed and gracious in her greeting. I'd never met her before. Shaking my hand, she told me that she'd seen an exhibit of my photographs when she was a student at Chapel Hill and was pleased that I could photograph her wedding. Then she introduced me to her mother and her attendants, two sisters, her college roommate, and a niece, as if I was the guest of honor. A few minutes later, looking through my viewfinder at this agreeable young woman surrounded by her smiling bridesmaids, I wondered why she was marrying that guy in the basement. The question came up again an hour later at the reception when a mob of brothers from the groom's fraternity grabbed him suddenly and, holding him down, padlocked a chain around his ankle. At the other end of the chain was a bowling ball. The groom, who was a little drunk by now, was ecstatic. He'd been warned that something was going to happen, but he hadn't guessed it was going to be this wonderful. I photographed him as he stood on the dance floor, laughing hysterically and pointing to the chain. By this time, the bride had been told of a prank, and she'd come over to see what was up. When she realized that her husband was the butt of the old ball and chain joke, she laughed and shook her head in a maternal way. Then she gently told him to take it off. He grinned from ear to ear, his mouth wet with excitement, and cried out, "But I can't! They threw away the key." He looked at his brothers who were capering around the lobby, took a step with his chained leg, and the bowling ball lurched toward him. "Whoa, that sucker's heavy," he said. At this point, I realized that the bride's expression had changed. The groom realized it, too. She was still smiling, but her eyes were fixed and glittering. "I really want you to take that thing off," she said softly. Then, pausing for a second, she said, "Right now." By this time, her husband's expression had also changed. He looked both merry and puzzled, as if he'd just been told a joke he didn't get. Then the merriment gave way to something else. "The guys are just fooling around," he said, bending down to fumble uselessly with the lock. Out of respect for the bride's dignity, I turned away and fiddled with my camera. But I heard her say quietly to her husband, "I don't care about the guys. If it's not off in 5 minutes, I'm gone." And with that, she walked away. The groom mumbled something and looked around him as if he was lost. "Damn," he said to himself, then hollered, "Hey, guys!" And he clanked hurriedly towards the lobby, the bowling ball in his hands.
John Rosenthal, a photographer in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. He comes to us by way of member station WUNC.